Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 929, a podcast from Fiverr.com, the show where I have a conversation with a leader in their field in just 9 minutes and 29 seconds. On this week's episode, I'm speaking with Niall McGarry, who founded Joe Media along with numerous other successful brands.
We were up against the established media operations. We were up against the Talk Sports and the News Internationals and so on and so forth. So as a result, your content has to be at that level. I reveled in it.
Today, he's imparting his advice on how media and content will evolve in the 2020s.
The level of change we're going to live through now in the 20s is just astronomical.
His brands hold a unique tone of voice and on-the-pulse insights that have made them an indispensable part of the Irish and UK media landscape. But as we only have 9 minutes and 29 seconds, let's crack on. Niall, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
I think the lesson is that we're at the precipice of incredible change in terms of how people consume content. I think the way people consume content is changing forever. And I think the huge opportunity is for content creators, journalists, and business people to really get in and take advantage of this massive change that's about to occur.
So what do you think a content creator, brand person, business, what do you think they should be doing right now to start preparing for the next 10 years?
Yeah, I think what you got to look at is you got to look at where is the organic growth. So in social, organic growth is always the exciting part of social media. So for me right now, TikTok as a platform is where the organic growth is. It's where there's a kind of a unique scenario where there's so many people on the platform, still not enough content that the people who are on it and doing well will probably grow exponentially. I would say that's going to be a very exciting platform, and it's still in its infancy and it's going nowhere. And I'm someone who embraces these social media platforms. For good or for bad, they're not going anywhere. You've got a lot of people who go, we want to have everything on our website, or we want to have everything on our space. I just don't think that's the way. This democratization you mentioned, I think, is definitely the way it is. And yet you've got to just grow big communities on these platforms and go to where they are, and then see if there's commerce opportunities, promotional opportunities, and so on and so forth. They'll help pay the bills if you're a content creator. But so TikTok is going to be huge. Podcasts are going to continue to grow. Obviously it's become almost cliched. Everyone's got their podcast, and that's just, at the end of the day, you know, the cream will rise to the top and many will fall away and many people will get disillusioned with it. But good podcasts that can relate to it are going to just get bigger, and they're going to challenge radio. This is the reality. And this doesn't mean that traditional radio can't play a part. They can, but they've got to realize that the 2.5 hour radio show format of banter, competition winners, music that you didn't playlist. In Ireland, the death notices in some cases. That's over. That format's over. So you got to see traditional media recognizing that some of their formats are just dead and embrace new formats, or they'll be left behind.
If someone older is listening to this, they're thinking, Niall, you're basically telling me that I'm no longer relevant. How can I make sure my business stays relevant? What do I do? Help me.
Look, I mean, I can't help everybody in just a couple of lines. But I think when you separate businesses from individuals, right? I mean, at the end of the day, businesses need to take advantage of the commerce opportunities, the e-commerce opportunities, which are genuinely game-changing. This idea that now you don't need... Look, you're seeing loads of high street stores literally closing down. That doesn't mean they're going out of business. It means that they're going to transition to online because they're paying ridiculous rents, ridiculous rates. Don't need that. The footfall isn't coming in how it used to come in. So they now need to build gargantuan online presences, and they can probably run their businesses much more efficiently. Businesses can embrace this. This is, again, democratization or liberation is great for business, and just means you can actually sell things from anywhere in the world to anybody. Great news. When it comes to personnel or content creators, if you're good, you'll figure it out. I mean, I always come back to that. It's if you're good, you'll figure it out. I mean, is there some people who are going to feel like this era has passed them by? There is, undoubtedly. And you know, if they can't figure out a way to reinvent themselves, it may be difficult. You're probably going to need the reinvention skills of you too. Because over the years, U2 reinvented themselves five or six different ways. So did Coldplay. I mean, Coldplay went from melodic, you know, breakup songs to like essentially dance music. So you got to either be able to reinvent yourself or you will sadly maybe get washed away, because the level of change we're going to live through now in the 20s is just astronomical.
Do you think the same rules apply to businesses and brands then, in terms of not needing that break, being able to build an audience online?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think brands are always going to be a little bit more restricted in what they do. I think the brands that will succeed kind of quickest in terms of online audience generation are probably brands that are very, very new and very able to embrace, I suppose, the new way we're going to consume content. I think it's more difficult for the established brands, the 100-year-old brands, to be credible in that space because they have so many safety nets and so many landmines that they have to avoid as a huge conglomerate. Whereas I think new brands can genuinely thrive in this space. I think what I would say is one of the big opportunities in the 2020s will be content plus commerce, where people are, the content people are consuming is going to inform their commerce decisions. I think that's a really exciting space. And I'd also say that, you know, we're moving away from general content. And I don't want to use the Donald Trump phrase of mainstream media, as he calls them, lamestream media. But ultimately, I do believe wider media organizations potentially will struggle in this decade. I think it's moving more and more into curated spaces, more and more into niche specific areas of interest. When we grew up, or certainly I'll speak for myself, growing up in the west of Ireland in essentially three or four channel land in the 90s in County Mayo, where I'm from in Ireland, I was fed, you know, whatever I watched was what I was told I was going to watch. That was what was on. Yeah. Now we're in the 2020s. There's so many content creators, there's so many channels, there's so many social media opportunities to get your content and traditional media opportunities to get your content that people can just pick and choose what they want. So if you're interested in business, you can get business content. If you're interested in rugby, you can get rugby content. If you're interested in NFL, you can get that. So you don't need to have a mishmash of a range of different things fed to you. You can just pick the thing. And I think what you're seeing is with the rise of podcasts and the rise of TikTok and the rise of Instagram, curated platforms are very much the future, just these very niche specific areas. And I think within that, there's an opportunity to start to pay people for people to pay for that content. I think we're definitely going to see that change happening in the 2020s, where people are going to be willing to pay a certain amount, not a huge amount, but a certain amount for content that they love. I think, again, that's exciting.
And like Patreon or something.
True, Patreon, there's so many. Flippay, there's so many different ways of doing this now. And I think that, again, is probably going to be a huge trend that we're going to see in the 2020s.
A final word from you now, then, to our listeners, to who may be listening to this slightly overwhelmed by the potential, because sometimes the potential for change can be overwhelming and you think, I don't want to miss out on this. Do you have any final words or small words of hope and wisdom that you want to share with them?
I think if we're talking about social, I think it might be time to not try and be good on everything, you know, because if we look at how many social channels are out there now, there's probably, you know, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn for some people, TikTok. There's lots, right? I think it might be a case of narrowing that mix, maybe picking two, maybe picking the format that best suits your style of content. I think trying to feed multiple, because people make the classic mistake of feeding every platform the exact type of content. And again, that's not going to work. If you look at some brands at the moment, one of the mistakes they're making is they're feeding 20-year-olds 30-second TV ads in the format of pre-rolls on YouTube. That's not going to work. You either create a format that works for 20-year-olds or you don't play in that space. And I think narrowing down the channels that you use and creating content bespoke for those channels that guarantees to sit properly on those channels is what somebody should do, not serve up this one thing and then feed six different channels and hope for the best.
What a guest and what a fantastic conversation, all in 9 minutes and 29 seconds, no doubt. Thanks to Niall for joining me today, and thank you all for listening. I'll be back next week with another insightful interview for your listening pleasure. 929 is a Fiverr podcast. Remember to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to tell a friend who you think could benefit from the lessons we learn.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.